How can knowledge be complete without educated feet? If you want to be discreet, learn to do the sophomore. Spelling and geography, science and philosophy, never will turn out to be useful as a sophomore. Each student now is learning how to go in Broadway shows. You'll find that PEP gives you the rep. Money is in your toes. You can study all you please for diplomas and degrees. You can make the grade with ease. Learn to do the sophomore.
This is WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. Continuing with Radiola, we enjoyed Sophomore. One word title, Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, 1930. Before that, two renditions of Freshman Hop, both containing, I believe, Jack Pettis and probably Bill Moore on the trumpet. And Bill Moore is vastly underrated. He's one of those vastly underrated trumpet players who sometimes people mistook for Bix. I don't know how they did, but he was certainly a unique talent. And the one we heard last was Freshman Hop, 1929. Before that, the same tune, Jack Pettis and His Pets, 1928. Now a Radiola Extra.
Gladly, first lesson right now. You'll love it and how you'll love it. Here is the drag, see how it goes. Down on the heels, up on the toes. That's the way to do the varsity drag. Dodi Odolodo, hotter than hot, newer than new, meaner than mean, bluer than blue. Gets as much applause as waving a flag. You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise, if you all answer the call when your professor cries. Everybody down on the heels, up on the toes, stay after school and learn how it goes. Everybody do the varsity drag.
Sons of the prophets were brave men and bold, and quite unaccustomed to fear. But the bravest by far in the ranks of the Shah was Abdul Bulbul Amir. Now the heroes were plenty and well known to fame in the troops that were led by the Tsar. And the bravest of these was a man by the name of Ivan Skavinsky Skavar. One day this bold Russian had shouldered his gun and donned his most truculent sneer. Downtown he did go, where he trod on the toe of Abdul Bulbul Amir. Young man, quoth Abdul, has life grown so dull that you wish to end your career? Vile infidel, no, you have trod on the toe of Abdul Bulbul Amir. Said Ivan, my friend, your remarks in the end will avail you but little, I fear. For you ne'er will survive to repeat them alive, Mr. Abdul Bulbul Amir. So take your last look at sunshine and brook, and send your regrets to the Tsar. For by this I am fly, you are going to die, Count Ivan Skavinsky Skavar. And this bold Mameluke drew his trusty skibook with a cry of Allah Akbar. And with murderous intent he ferociously went for Ivan Skavinsky Skavar. They fought all that night 'neath the pale yellow moon. The din it was heard from afar, and huge multitudes came, so great was the fame of Abdul and Ivan Skavar. As Abdul's long knife was extracting the life, in fact he was shouting huzzah. He felt himself struck by that wily Kalmuck, Count Ivan Skavinsky Skavar. The Sultan drove by in his red-breasted fly, expecting the victor to cheer. But he only drew nigh to hear the last sigh of Abdul Bulbul Amir. Tsar Petrovich, too, in his spectacles blue, rode up in his new crested car. He arrived just in time to exchange a last line with Ivan Skavinsky Skavar. There the tomb rises up where the blue Danube rolls, engraved there in characters clear. Our stranger, when passing, oh, pray for the soul of Abdul Bulbul Amir. A Muscovite maiden her lone vigil keeps, neath the light of the pale polar star. And the name that she murmurs so oft as she weeps is Ivan Skavinsky Skavar.
Tell you of the Spaniard that blighted my life. Listen to me while I tell you of the man who pinched my future wife. It was at the bullfight where we met him. We'd been watching his daring display. And whilst I'd gone out for some nuts and to program, the dirty dog stole her away. Oh yes, oh no, but I've sworn that I'll have my revenge. And if I catch Alfonso Spagone, the Toreador, with one mighty swipe I will dislocate his valid jaw. Yes, I'll find this bullfighter, I will, and when I catch the blighter, the bounder I'll kill. He shall die, he shall die, he shall die, till I die, till I die, 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 die. He shall die, he shall die, for I'll make macaroni of Mr. Spagone if I catch him bending tonight. Yes, when I catch Spagone, he will wish that he'd never been born. And for this special reason, my stiletto I fetched out of pawn. It cost me 5 shillings to fetch it. All this expense has caused me much pain. But the pawnbroker's promise, when I've killed Spagone, he'll take it in pawn once again. Oh, yes. Oh, no. So tonight there will be dirty work. And if I catch Alfonso Spagone, the Toreador, with one mighty swipe I will dislocate his valid jaw. Yes, I'll find this bullfighter, ha-ha, and right down his throat I will shove my guitar. He shall die, he shall die, he shall die, till he die, 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 die. He shall die, he shall die, for I'll raise a bunion on his Spanish onion if I catch him bending tonight. Yeah, you're a lighty, shalamyanka, you're a lighto, tikalalata, you're a lighty, ice cream sandwich, wee wee, wow, wow.
Spanish! Listen to me while I tell you of the Spaniard who blighted me life. Listen to me while I tell you of the man who stole my future wife. But down at the bullfight we met him, and during his daring display, and while I went out for some peanuts and a program, the dirty dog stole her away. Oh yes, oh yes, so tonight I will have my revenge. If I catch Alfonso Spagone, the Toreador, with one mighty swipe I will dislocate his valid jaw. I'll catch him, the blighter I will, and when I catch him, the blighter I'll kill. He shall die, he shall die, he shall die till I die. He shall jolly well die, he shall die, he shall die. Oh, I shall die. Oh, I shall die. Lechodicha, bevbiradufa, safwa.
Ain't I the darn fool?
I'll raise a bunion on his Spanish onion if I catch him bending tonight. Ulay, richa, medicha, mishticha. That means come on, let us all bite a bagel. Lachadaka, wapidapa. If I catch him bending tonight, too late.
You ain't heard nothing yet. You think that last little song was good? Wait till you hear this.
Wait until you hear this, indeed. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr. That was a special request. I seem to be duplicating a lot of numbers. It's like repeating algebra in a way, which, by the way, I did. I'm not ashamed to admit it, but history repeats itself. Two versions, the Al Jolson from the soundtrack of The Singing Fool, The Spaniard Who Blighted My Life, and before that, the originator of that song, Billy Merson, a British recording from 1911, The Spaniard Who Blighted My Life. Joe wanted to hear the funniest version of that. I said the funniest one was recorded later, but I wanted to play something in keeping with the time there. And those are both pretty funny in their own way. Each one has something a little different. And before that, we had a college song. I guess people weren't too drunk to remember all the words. It wasn't like they didn't quite get to the Constantinople phase. But that was Abdullah Bulbul Amir, 1930, recorded by Frank Crummett. And before that, we had an extra. That was George Olsen and his music from 1927, The Varsity Drag, with all the lyrics. We shall revisit the Varsity Drag as well, you lucky people. Sam Lannon with Red Nichols on the trumpet. But I thought I would play the hit recording of that, too, since we have the time. But since time's a-wastin', let's continue with Kay Kaiser and his orchestra, Sully Mason on the vocal, from 1929, Collegiate Fanny. You bet your collegiate fanny it is.
Collegiate Fanny on the phone. Listen, honey, to my moan. You had better be alone, sweetheart. No more bashfulness for me. Since I've found this recipe, college love's the thing for me, sweetheart. You have a way of careful petting that perfection. So in a moment, I'll be going in your direction. Where's my slicker? All aboard. Be that quicker than a Ford. Collegiate Fanny, you're the one for me. Thank you.
Cohen has eyes of navy blue. Betty Cohen's a golden head for Amherst. Her dress, I guess, is white for Georgia, too. Betty Cohen's a smile for old Northwestern. Her heart is Texas treasure, so to said. Betty Cohen is loved by every college boy, but I'm the one who's loved by Betty Cohen.
Thank you.
Charlie Cadet, the male persona of Betty Coad, obviously, except with even a more of a split personality, couldn't decide whether to march or to shimmy. Doing a bit of both there, old Charlie Cadet, and that was... Who was that? Wrong paper. That was Bob Harpin and his orchestra from 1931, Charlie Cadet. And before that, Phil Spitalny's music, Betty Coad, The Real Deal. Lots of marching, no jiving, 1930. Starting with Kay Kaiser and his undergraduate orchestra. we have to assume Sully Mason on the vocal, Collegiate Fanny from 1929. Now, Fred Hall and his Sugar Babies here on Radiola with Andy Sr. here on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org, so please stream. I beg you. And we have Fred Hall and the Sugar Babies, Arthur Fields on the vocal from 1929, Sophomore Prom.
Just a word about freshmen. We're glad we're not freshmen. We're out of that sphere. Now that we're sophomores, regular sophomores, good times. We're gonna have good times. Our heyday is here. Our yearly prom is coming round, and that's not all. Most every co-ed will be found down at the ball. We planned a lot for this, we're kinda hot for this big night. We'll make it a big night, the dance of the year. Go and get a girl, then make a date with her. Don't be late with her, you'll be great with her when you introduce her down at the sophomore prom. Every girlie's rib should have an arm about. If there's harm about, sing a song and shout. Eat the salsa, you're at the sophomore prom. It's not a night for chronic gailers. It's not a night for peaceful sailors. But what a night for gin inhalers. Oh, lodoleum. How do we get home? We don't know how we do. Who the heck says we do? What if we do? Everything is maybe down at the sophomore prom. Thank you.
Blues. I got the large economy size here, and that was the 10 freshmen again. Benny Goodman in there playing a low register clarinet excellently. Bill Moore, Jack Pettis, not with his pets, but I think this is an Irving Mills pickup group because one of the sides of the session was released as Mills Musical Clowns, which, like the Broadway bellhops, always intrigued me. And that was just a name in a recording studio, but I just imagine these guys in clown suits playing jazz. It haunts me. Like the Broadway bellhops, guys in bellman uniforms playing jazz or whatever they were playing. But those names are evocative of not much because they were just dressed in normal clothing. Before that, we had Irving Mills and his Modernists. I don't even want to go there. I hope they're not Dadaists. At the Prom, 1929, and that vocal was beyond the Constantinople phase. That was the incoherence and the scatting phase, and starting with Fred Hall and his Sugar Babies. Arthur Fields giving a very convincing impression of an undergrad, I think, for a guy who was middle-aged by then. Sophomore Prom, 1929. Continuing on Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. I'm going to play two takes of this because I found a 78 copy of this song, and it was markedly different from the one I had issued on a CD from Britain. And I'm just wondering if it was a regional thing, whether they just sent certain masters overseas and they were issued over there, or they issued ones over here. But the take that I have on a 78 has such a raw sound to it. It sounds almost like a rehearsal, but it's a lot wilder, and the jazz is much better. But the song itself is impeccable. This is Collegiana, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh in 1928, and playing it, Waring's Pennsylvanians.
Show you how to do Collegiana, see how it's done. Easy as pie and lots of fun. You never have to study this muddy water hop. Miss Pollyanna never was glad until she grabbed an undergrad and did Collegiana. It never was a flaw. Honor students and every pedagogue all go to pedagogue at night. Two-step, new-step, you get along with me. You'll get a new degree dancing. You're gonna burn up, turn up your heel. Air your books, you'll begin to feel. You know the new Hosanna, Collegiana Reel. Collegiana started at
Yale,
spread out to
Princeton,
blazed a trail. It murdered them at
Harvard
and dazzled
Old Penn State, Army, Navy, and Notre Dame.
Started to dance and spread the fame of this Collegiana, 'cause it was something great.
Cornell,
Dartmouth, and Pennsylvania
all got the mania and how.
Oh, that Lehigh, Knee-High, step to it.
There's lots of pep to it near me.
Honor students and every pedagogue all go to pedagogue at night. new step, you step along with me. You get a new degree dancing.
You're gonna burn up, turn up your heels. Air your books, you'll begin to feel.
You know the new Hosanna, Louisiana ring.
Start at
Yale.
Twist is the Princeton Tiger's tail. Dazzles the boys at
Harvard.
Spread out
to Old Penn State.
And also the
Army, Navy, and Notre Dame.
But it was barred at Old State Penn. Cause Louisiana cast its spell on the guards of every gate.
Oh my, oh my, oh my.
Cornell, Dartmouth, and Pennsylvania.
All have the mania now.
Up at Lehigh, Lehigh, step to it.
Better get hep to it. Let's go.
Sam Lennon and his famous players with yet our second and final, I shall tell you now, version of the Varsity Drag. There were so many to choose from with these songs. That was recorded a lot by a lot of different people. And before that, two versions of Collegiana by one band, the Pennsylvanians, under the direction of Fred Waring. And the second one, I don't know why, I've never seen it released anywhere. The first one had a certain polish to it. That one had a certain raw energy, which was rather enjoyable, and clarinet was good in there. A lot of Polly McClintock doing his Popeye the Sailor voice, and various other oddness, the reference to State Penn and the guards at every gate. But I think is that they took it at a little bit too fast tempo, and it was under 2.5 minutes. Maybe that's, I don't know, perhaps that was the common take in this country. However, the one I've heard was different, and that was a revelation when I found that record. See, if you get a record and you think it's a common record, it isn't always a common record, because sometimes it's an alternate take. And sometimes the alternate take is more interesting. Okay, I'll shut up now. on that topic, that's both from 1928. This is Radiola with Andy Sr., your garrulous and loquacious host. You don't need a thesaurus by now. I'm sure you understand what I'm getting at. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. And we're going to play a couple of numbers by Coon Sanders Nighthawks in honor of the festival down in West Virginia. And, yes, they were good. Here's a couple of rather raucous things by them.
you don't vote.
Rudels. I don't know. Who would you say Rudels to? But I'm going to say it. That's what Rudels was. Played by the West End Jazz Band, who are down, I hope, playing that song at the Coon Sanders Fest in West Virginia, Huntington, West Virginia, I believe. And that was John Otto and Mike Bazin on the taking the Coon and Sanders part, the Joe Sanders Carlton Coon vocal, and Leah Bazin with the comb. Amazing. Before that, we don't know who was on the comb before that, but that was the Coon Sanders Nighthawks from 1927 with Rudels again, starting with I Ain't Got Nobody. Several grammatical errors there, but a lovely song, 1927, Coon Sanders Nighthawks. Now on Radiola, WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org, we continue with Tom Lehrer having a little bit of fun at the expense of his institution of higher learning.
Fight fiercely, Harvard. Fight, fight, fight. Demonstrate to them our skill. Albeit they possess the might, nonetheless, we have the will. How we will celebrate our victory. We shall invite the whole team up for tea. How jolly. Hurl that spheroid down the field and fight, fight, fight. Fight fiercely, Harvard. Fight, fight, fight. Impress them with our prowess. Do. Oh, fellows, do not let the crimson down. Be of stout heart and true. Come on, chaps, fight for Harvard's glorious name. Won't it be peachy if we win the game? Oh, goody, let's try not to injure them. But fight, fight, fight. Let's not be rough, though. Fight, fight, fight. And do fight fiercely. Fight, fight, fight. Mm-hmm.
of time. Get 3 C's a D and think check from home sublime. I don't keep dogs or women in my room. I don't keep dogs or women in my room. But I love my Vincent, baby, until the day of doom. Reinhardt, Reinhardt, I'm a most indifferent guy. I'm a most indifferent guy.